So today we've got with us Gurveer, Gary Kent, who is a patient care coordinator in the cath lab of Royal Columbian Hospital. Most welcome in our program. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And thank you for having me on your station today. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much.
And are you deliberately trying to get some white hair in the in your fringe?
Well, you know, I thought I'd, you know, catch up a little bit.
So, Gary, tell us something about yourself first.
Well, I've been in this profession for roughly 8 years. I have I started off in working with in our Royal Columbian Emergency Department, where I spent 6 years. And then recently I just moved up to the cardiac cath lab, where I really want to just help make a difference in our community and working with people who are, you know, requiring cardiac health.
As a child, were you always interested in medicine?
Yes, I had family members that were in the healthcare profession. My father did some charity work, and my mom was a nurse's aide. So I had the opportunity to be, you know, get exposed at a young age. I had a few aunts that were in the healthcare profession as well, mm-hmm. and they really helped paint a wonderful picture on how we were able to get support to our community and get be rewarded right away.
Everybody can't be a doctor or a nurse, because you have to have a very nurturing sort of a disposition to be that in that profession, because it's a profession that demands a lot.
It does, and it's changing on the fly, and you kind of don't know what you're going to expect that, you know, comes through the door. I mean, you just kind of fly by the seat of your pants, and it does. You do kind of need that caring, compassionate side. It isn't for everybody, but if you do find it that's in your niche, then it's great to do.
Right.
I really encourage. I mean, being a South Asian male in this profession, it was a struggle at first. But, you know, it's a profession that is for everybody. I mean, it, you know, in that sense, I mean, male, female, it doesn't restrict you to that. And just being, you know, if you feel that you want to help your community and really excel at what you do, then I think nursing is a great profession.
So tell us what is your primary responsibility as a patient care coordinator in a cath lab?
So I'm pretty much the middleman. I link the patients with the care that they need. So kind of day-to-day operations, I help control the flow of the cath lab. I kind of reassess the patients and see if coming in they're requiring their procedure sooner. Mm. Also, because we're a regional program, I help control the flow of that as well. So looking at when patients need to come in for their procedure, and also working closely with the doctors and our team. So we have a very large team that we work with. It's two nurses, a physician, mm-hmm. an x-ray tech, and also a cardiovascular tech is what the team is for each procedure.
Wow.
So we do have a quite large team that we do deal with, and we work really closely with our physicians.
So be at a coordinator at a cath lab, what sort of education did you have to go through?
Well, I've got my Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and I went to BCIT and completed my critical care certificate.
Fantastic. So what is the profile of a person who would go into a care like what you're doing right now?
I mean, just, you know, hardworking, wants to see a change, is compassionate, caring, and just wants to be a future leader.
Fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about your field. Let's talk a little bit about Royal Columbian Hospital. Why Royal Columbian Hospital? There are so many other hospitals.
Well, I mean, if you look in history, historically speaking, I mean, it was kind of the center hub of everything. And it's being one of the teaching hospitals, we're able to carry a lot of the subcategories, I mean, such as, you know, ICU, CSICU, being a neural center, being a trauma center, and now being a cardiac center as well. Mm-hmm. It's just it was a center hub where, you know, we were able to cater to all of Fraser Health Region.
Mm-hmm. When you look at our community, and you know that we are in a position to have all sorts of ailments because of our diet, because of our maybe cultural habits, maybe because of our disposition. What alarms you when you look at or when you think about all this?
I mean, I just see that the future is not going to be really pleasant. I mean, if we continue to do with our bad habits, such as poor diets, you know, lack of exercise, you know, not promoting our own health, I mean, it's not going to be a pleasant future for our community. I mean, it'd be nice to see our community get out there more and exercise, eat well, and really cut back on the high fatty foods.
When you say eat well, everybody uses the word eat well. I think I eat well. But if I gave you my day's meal, you probably would look at me and say, no, it's not right.
Well, yeah, you know, but a lot of our community thinks eating well is just instead of eating four tortillas, eating three. But, and the other thing is we're not creating that balance. I mean, you know, as you've probably heard in the past, you really got to look at creating a nice plate, right, where you have more vegetables and, you know, less of the carbohydrates. But and also just, you know, switching from regular white flour to whole wheat flour is not necessarily the, you know, the complete change that you need. So it's really important to create that balance with fruits, veggies, you know, good proteins and, you know, a low level of carbohydrates.
Within the South Asian community, ਸਾਡੇ ਆਪਣੀ community ਚ ਲੋਕੀ ਇਹ ਸੋਚਦੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਅਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਚੰਗਾ ਖਾਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ, ਹੁਣ ਇੱਥੇ ਆ ਗਏ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਤੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੁਣ ਚਿਕਨ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਖਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਠੀਕ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈਗਾ। ਆਈ ਡੋਂਟ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਰਾਈਟ।
ਨੋ, ਪਰ ਇੱਥੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ, ਕਈ ਸੋਚਦੇ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਕੀਤਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਬਟ ਜੋ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਉਹ ਇੱਥੇ ਲੇਬਰ ਵੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਸੀ, ਸੈਰ ਸੂਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੀ, ਕਿਤੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰ ਲੈਣੀ, ਕਿਤੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨੀ। ਇੱਥੇ ਆਈ ਮੀਨ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਪੀਪਲ ਫੋਨ ਤੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਟੀਵੀ ਦੇ ਮੂਹਰੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ATN ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਟੀਵੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮਸ ਆਰ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮਸ। ਬਟ ਆਈ ਮੀਨ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਇਟਸ ਰੀਅਲੀ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਵੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੁਣ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੀਜੀ ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਆਊਟ ਸੈਰ ਕਰੇ ਹੋ, ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਇਨਕਰੇਜ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਵੀ 30 ਜਾਂ 40 ਮਿੰਟ ਰੋਜ਼ ਤੁਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ, ਸੈਰ ਕਰੋ,
ਰਾਈਟ, ਕਿਸੇ ਤੁਰਨ ਫਿਰਨ ਜਾਓ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਗੋਡੇ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਸਲਾਮਤ ਰਹਿਣ।
ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਸੋ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੋਡੇ ਆ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਆ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਤਕੜਾ ਰਹੇ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੈਰ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਜਪੁਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ।
ਗੈਰੀ, ਯੂ ਨੋ ਵਟ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਡੂ, ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਟਾਕ ਅ ਲਿਟਲ ਬਿਟ ਮੋਰ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮਸ ਆਪਣੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਰੱਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਹਾਂ। ਬਟ ਲੈਟਸ ਟੇਕ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਸ਼ਾਰਟ ਕਮਰਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਬੈਕ